Welcome to the Hollywood Pipeline Podcast. I am Dax Holt, and I am joined by Adam Glenn. How are you, my friend?
Buddy, I'm good. How are you, man? It's good to be here. Thank you for the listeners. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for listening. Dax, it's good to be with me right now. Am I right?
It's always good to be with you.
I know it's always good to be with my friend. And I got to be honest with you, Dax, I'm excited for today's episode. I really am.
I have been looking forward to this. You know, you've been saying that she might come on the podcast, and I wasn't sure if it was going to happen, but it's happening today.
I'm excited for her. She's a reality star. She has a bunch of jobs. Her most important job is mother, I would say. I think she would agree with that, right? That sounds so juicy, right? Well, how do we even describe? All right, our guest today, the one, the only, Farrah Abraham.
Farrah, welcome!
Woo! Hi, thanks for having me, guys. It's pretty Farrah, exciting.
We're excited to have you as a fan, as a friend. You're just an interesting person. You've had an interesting life. You had an interesting career in show business. How are you? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Right now I'm doing some show work, so excuse the little noises that you might hear in the background.
Where are you? Because I see in the video you're like in a building. So
I'm in a place in New York City. I don't know, maybe some of your listeners would know, like, the production company who made like Shots of Sunset, truly original, truly entertainment. I was just kind of working with them on some docuseries stuff, since I'm totally docuseries, I guess, in my career.
Cool. That's pretty cool. You just got finished with your latest MTV show, X on the Beach. How was that experience?
The experience is good, and I actually am doing the reunion tomorrow. It's our very first reunion, so congrats to this series of X on the Beach for that. And I would say they wrapped me into it saying it was a dating show. I don't know. It's up to you guys. Would you say dating exes is a dating show? I feel like that's not a dating show.
I still feel like it's kind of in the category, though. I mean, you're essentially together with them. Yeah, they may be an ex, but if you took the ex out of it, wouldn't it still be a dating show then?
I mean, I don't want to date others' exes. Have you dated your friends' exes?
No.
That's
let's ask Jordan Woods that question today, right?
You got me there. It's was it weird being on the beach, like being in that event environment with your ex? How was that experience?
I kind of ignored it. Like, there's a lot of parts that they didn't show. They literally only showed, I felt like, a kitchen scene on X on the Beach this season. I mean, we still have quite a bit of episodes to finish up before it's done. But it was truly weird how he came on. I think he was talking such a big talk. Like, he was going to say this. He was going to do that. And he literally kind of, like, froze and didn't say anything or do any of that. And I didn't really feel like dating anyone else's ex. I feel like you don't like shit where you meet, you know, like.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, I wanted to ask you, with doing these reunion shows, is that like really like you go in there and you're like, God, I hate doing reunion shows, because that's when they bring up the drama. That's when they show videos of you shit talking your friends or behind people's back. And it's kind of like now you're on the spot next to the people when it goes down. I've always wondered that.
They have tried to, I would say the best show I've been on that does that, like it tries to, I feel like it almost teaches you a lesson to become a better person when they do that, was Celebrity Big Brother UK. They definitely did it, but they also played mind games with me. They played a lot of mind games. They had everyone for a competition purposely talk shit about me and show me it. But I would say for X on the Beach, it was more like, I've already said this to your face. I don't feel bad about it if you see it again. And I mean, these people aren't from like MTV family or anything like that. They're like from like Big Brother civilians or Survivor, or I mean, there was one from MTV, and those were the people who are like, they're really TV hungry. I forgot what it's called. Like, there's like a ton of people just dating. It was so there was just a lot of weird stuff going on. I just don't really even care. I was just kind of like letting it all I said what I said, and I don't care.
Do you get affected anymore by when people talk shit on you, or?
No, I think that's what I'm saying is I really am not affected about any shit talking, and I'm just super just straightforward.
But like, how have you dealt with that? Is it just that it's happened? Because I got to say, you have been definitely like a target, and I don't know if that's just by the other like teen moms or what it is, or maybe they're just jealous of your success or whatever the case. But like, because I mean, I see stories pop up and I'm like, it's got to be hard to be someone that you like read the article and you're like, that bitch, dude. I didn't even do anything to her. And she's like talking shit on me.
Well, I was a little bit taken back. There was a Sap Tip Fun party around the holidays. And that is what happened. Like, there's some girl from like a 16 and pregnant who's showing up, you know, reaches out to one of our press, wants to take pictures, and taking pictures and being nice. I don't even know her. Says nice things. I don't even say anything negative, or, you know, I didn't know her. And then all I see her doing, like a couple days after, is creating drama, saying I've talked about her, saying horrible things about me, but yet you're posting pictures of me laughing, having a good time. I've never talked about you. So I think some of it stems from just wanting to, I don't know. I think bashing people isn't really going to help anyone's career. I think in real life, outside of entertainment, I think just as a human being, bashing or hating or making up lies about someone is so almost high school and juvenile that that's never going to help you go or rise above that. So that's where I leave it.
Yeah, but Farrah, you've been so smart how you've handled your career in this business. You know, like you've had longevity, like you're a reality star, but you've been able to parlay into other businesses and brands. Have you thought about, is it actually strategy? Do you think of when you kind of, the people talking shit about you or even you kind of being outspoken, do you kind of use it as strategy for your personal brand to keep your business out there and kind of making, kind of keeping more relevant, keeping on to be casted on more shows and stuff?
Look, that's just by luck if that happens. But I think, like, as the human being that I am, like, if you see an entrepreneur, like a good one, like one that uses the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever, to help further them. And that's in any business. Entrepreneurs strategically think, okay, this didn't work, that didn't work. Yes, it's risky. Should I do this? But they learn enough about things very quickly so that no matter what, it takes it to a higher level. I think that's all that I've done when it comes to TV work or media, because I've just had a lot of people who I've even paid work for me do very, very, very bad things to me, even in my brick and mortar companies. And I just felt like, you know, rather than being dragged down by it, I will obviously prevail and rise above and move on. So I think that's all I'm really doing is being a survivor, but also very like business minded about it.
Do you think people take advantage because they look at you and they're like, she's too pretty to be smart, that she's not going to catch on to us doing some shady shit behind the scenes?
I honestly just think it's this, they know that I'm kind, so they want to actually take advantage of somebody who is kind. But they will only say that I'm the worst human being, I'm not nice, I'm not this, I'm not that. And I've just seen that from changing how I interacted with those types this past year. You know, hence my ex, he knew I was very kind, and I let a lot of things slip. So I just no longer do that to myself.
How did you even get your start? Like, when you first got on Teen Mom, how did that happen? Was there a casting thing on MTV.com? Like, how did you get involved?
Oh, yeah. So I don't know if you guys have heard about Barbizon. They're kind of everywhere. So while I was doing personal etiquette class, makeup, modeling, all that stuff that they have in there, I got pregnant while I was doing it. And I, like, waited until I was, like, I don't know, 7 months pregnant before I told my coach. Because she's like, okay, guys, it's time, you know, in our program, I'm flying in town, it's time to figure out, well, like, let's start sending you guys out on jobs and, like, doing fun things. And I already have. I always was doing modeling and doing stuff. But it was getting to a point where, like, I can't show up anymore because, like, people are going to be like, is she fat? Like, you know, like, it's like, she's not looking at herself. Something's changing. So I told Miss Karina, and still to this day, I'm actually very good friends with my coach, Miss Karina, who told me about, hey, there's, like, when I told her I was pregnant, she was just like, oh, well, she's like, you're, like, one of the hardest workers in the class. You'll figure it out. And then she's like, there's people casting for teens that are pregnant, there's work for that. She's like, why are you thinking you're like, oops, She was just like, why are you thinking that you're not going to have Quark? So she sends me the 16 and pregnant casting, and then she sends me one other. The other thing didn't get back to me, but I sent in the 16 and pregnant video, and they got back to me the next week, and it was just like a home run. Like, when you connect for castings, you're meant to be there. And that's been the same for so many TV shows that I've casted for. So, and I do this like weekly. It's just part of it.
That's such like the timing of you obviously being pregnant and then them putting this show together. Yeah. I mean, that's such, I mean, it worked out to be amazing. I mean, for you and, you know,
well,
so many.
That's times. Why I say, that's why I like feel like roles and opportunities, like wherever you are at whatever time in your life, some things just like really work out and make sense.
Do you ever feel like, I wish that I had a less profile life, that I could just be the normal mom in a small town and not have all this attention and not, I always wonder that with people that have become so famous and they have articles written on every single thing they do. Like, do you ever go, it'd be nice to go to Magic Mountain and not be like flanked by people.
I do have those moments, especially like when I went on a Disney cruise with my daughter. I was just like, I really wish like the same people wouldn't be like freaking out with their phones, and they would just like chill out and respect that like this is our family vacation too. Yeah, there's times where I do, but then there's also times where we are back home, and well, I can't say back in Iowa because people freak out and act crazy a little bit too, and I get it though. It's like, oh my god, someone like came from where we were and like took their life to another level when they feel like life just beats them down and they couldn't do that. I'm happy that I could be that example. So I don't know. There's like a kind of take to everything. Would I change my life? No, I'm grateful. I'm super happy. I've learned to live with the good and the bad of it. I chose this life and I'm just living it now.
I have to say, in Dax and Farrah's, on Farrah's behalf, I've been with Farrah in New York City, in Atlantic City. And when fans approach her, she goes above and beyond to take a photo with them, to talk to them, to interact with them. And she's so good to the fans who kind of come up to her. So Farrah, I give you major credit. You go above and beyond to make people feel special and have a really great interaction with them. And I feel like with you, based on your history, some people could have mixed reactions about you because of the stuff you maybe have done. But then once they meet you and they see how nice you are, they kind of become fans of you and they support you. So I think that's really important how you handle yourself in the public eye.
I appreciate that. And it's hard. I mean, Sophia, like as a mom raising a child who is in the public eye, like Sophia has her days where she doesn't really want to tolerate or be around people or be recognized. And then I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Just remember how that comes off to others who sees that. Because I do feel like, you know, we all have our bad moments and our times where we just don't want to do work or be bothered or think about our past. But I just feel like let's have a mini challenge to ourselves and see if we can just kind of even it out. So it's not one way or the other, just being happy and being thankful and grateful for others recognizing us.
And Farrah, that's a big compliment coming from Adam, because he does not hide how he thinks about celebs, especially with people being rude or people being kind. So it does say a lot about you if you are kind to so many people. And, you know, I've said this a long time about Paris Hilton. I think people have this perception of Paris Hilton that she may be like too cool or too famous. She's the nicest chick. I don't know if you agree with me, but every interaction I've had with Paris Hilton, I'm like, you are one of the most famous people in the world, and you are so down to earth and you are so cool. And I love that about her.
Yeah, I've had only good things when I see Paris as well, like from traveling in France, and I sometimes will just be like always at the same things. So I always see that she is super cordial, super nice, and I applaud her for that, because I see a lot of people who we go to events with and travel and do the same things with, they kind of like lose their SHIT sometimes and they just don't know how to act. So I'm happy that she's just keeping it calm and being cool with everyone as much as she can.
No, absolutely.
You've met a lot of celebrities. Is there one celebrity that met that I want to, two questions this. Is there one somebody you've met like, oh my god, they're the nicest person, like you can't believe, like they're just a really cool person, you've kind of been starstruck and they kind of went above and beyond and just you felt very grateful for meeting them? And there's a one celebrity that you wish the experience that meeting them went better, they weren't the warmest, the kindest. I mean, I always say my night the for me, the nicest, the coolest is I think Shaquille O'Neal is absolutely amazing. He's an incredible person. I also think Oprah is amazing. As far as piece of shit, I think Claire Danes is not a warm person.
You know, I don't even know who that is, so she must not be important. But you know, I do have to say, it's so crazy. I had Shaquille like FaceTime me the other night, and I was literally like, what are you doing FaceTiming me? Because, okay, so here's the only thing where I need to practice my manners is if I have someone FaceTime me and I'm not ready to FaceTime, I'm kind of rude. Like, I will be like, why did you call me? And I'll like hang up and maybe I'll call you back and maybe I never will.
I kind of love that you're FaceTime buddies with Shaq.
Yeah, it's so funny. And it really like kind of shocked me because I was like, I really just prefer text message. But some people are FaceTime. I don't know if it's like an age thing or what. I was just like, I don't know what this is. But I don't know, the surprise. I really feel like I've been like let down by so many people who I would normally be like open to. Like Bethany Frankel really let me down on all aspects.
Wait, how?
Yeah. You know, like I go to her talk show and her show and, you know, she just kind of attacks like everything I do as a mother, but yet, you know, she's not really the greatest herself. So I just kind of am over those types of situations. I don't know.
Do you feel like people are trying to bait you into just so they can have some kind of like a moment that gets picked up? Yeah.
I don't know. I really feel like some moms just kind of compete with, I'm a better mom than you are sometimes. and that gets old. I'm kind of done competing with others. I just know like what I got is good.
No, absolutely. Huh. Well, listen. Wait, hold on. I don't know. Who is the most famous person you've ever met? Because you have traveled all over the world. Oh, that's what I was going to
say. Okay, so I have to say, when I met Spike Lee in Nice, I really enjoyed meeting him. I mean, it's a good and it's a bad. So, I mean, they sometimes recognize me too. So, you know, he was happy to, like, I was just like, oh my God, I love the film. That's when Black Klansman just came out. And I was just saying all these good things because as I'm writing and developing some scripted work, and he was all about my conversation. And one of my friends who came with me was like, oh, Spike Lee, I saw you at that and wanted a picture too. He like shut them down, like right in front of me. And it's like sad because it's my friend. And he was just so open and so nice to me. And then I just see him like brush someone off and shut down. Yeah. So it's like, oh, I don't know. I've been put in some pretty weird predicaments. I'm very grateful and thankful that people like me, but I'm also sad when they like hurt my friends' feelings.
No, for sure. Well, let me ask you this. When someone like Spike Lee possibly recognizes you, or you know, yeah. Other people, sorry, do you think they recognize you from Teen Mom or possibly your infamous Farrah Abraham video?
Okay, I definitely have to say most men.
I'm talking about this.
Yeah, yeah. most men, especially sports players, recognize me from like the male thing of like the sex tape. You know, that's just what that is. Like, I'll be on the sidelines on a football like game, and like they'll stop and they'll be like, "Farrah," like there's something there.
Is that weird, though, to think that that's how they know you? Because you've done so many other things?
Well, I think the only one I was kind of disappointed with was, like, Seth Rogen, when he was just like, oh, backdoor Teen Mom. And I was like, that is not how I would like Seth Rogen to be referring to me as. I'm like, what? But again, I mean, I remember it, too. So it's not a big deal. And that's just one of the fun times in my life, but that's okay.
How'd that go down? How'd that whole video kind of build up? Like, was it your idea? Like, how'd that all come together, that whole thing?
I was just at Hollywood Life this morning, and Bonnie from Hollywood Life, she was like, you know, like your sex life and stuff like that. She was like, cause she was just applauding over the 10 years. So I had an epiphany. This is like my era of a new decade. I just rolled out of another decade of like loss and being single and figuring out what that was for me, because I didn't understand what that would be like. I don't know if you guys find yourself single sometimes and you're like, why am I single? But I think after losing my daughter's father, depression and bereavement, it's like a whole cycle. Like you go through actual emotional phases that affect your life. Me, during the sex tape time, I was very insecure. I had like a chin implant. I was trying out plastic surgery. I was like younger Farrah trying to figure herself out, and being single maybe hurt a little bit for my my time in my life that I was going through. I think just trying to have like a sexual fantasy sometimes, which is totally normal. Like I do talk sex therapy with many people, and I've been through sex therapy, that it's like people go through sometimes fantasy phases of sex to get them through traumatic times. It's okay.
No, I like that. I like that you embrace it. I that's one of the biggest things that I like about Cardi B is she is so all about her past and not regretting anything she's done. And it makes her so likable compared to celebs that try to hide their past or are ashamed. It's like, no, you did what you did. And it's awesome. So good for you for just having a positive look.
And I think I'm kind of done with like the sex shaming, you know, like leaving Teen Mom, like that was the kind of the last straw when they were kind of sex shaming me. So yeah, I own my past. It's really not that bad. I think we've all had some sexual fantasies and it's okay. When I have the same sexual fantasy again and like celebrity sex tape that, probably not.
Yeah, no, I get it. Again, like Dax said, I respect your honesty with it. And, you know, people, it was a thing. You did it. You tried out. It was a great video. Dax told me about it.
It's like, why? I mean, even the guys on X on the Beach were like that, like took over the house. I don't know why that's something so crazy. I'm sure they all have their own sex tapes.
Where does that go down in the most successful tapes of all time, by the way?
Exactly. Of all the celebrity sex tapes, how do you think yours ranks? Because I'll have my opinion, but I was curious what you think about how yours ranks on the best celebrity sex tapes.
I mean, to me, I feel like mine would probably be like the best. But that's just me probably being biased. I don't really know. I mean, I wasn't like into like Paris Hilton's, or I really wasn't into Mimi Foss, or I mean, I really wasn't into anyone else's. I mean, again, I'm biased because it's my own life.
Yeah. Sure. Did you have a relationship with the guy James Dean? Like, were you guys together, or what was this deal there?
We have mutual friends. I feel like, again, some people you shouldn't give the benefit of friendship to. I think there's nothing wrong with people in adult entertainment. I think some people are just volatile at the time. And me being out in LA on my own, I was making friends in that circle. I don't think that was wise at that age, but I learned from it. And also Brian, which is his real name, he really changed. And I'm happy he kind of got like taken off his career path because he was like abusing women and doing some nasty things. So yeah, I learned from it. But you know what? I'm happy in the end that I mean, at least I had a great sexual experience. Yeah. And it's okay.
I was going to say, I heard you talking a little bit about the therapy that you're doing. Can you tell us, like, explain to people what you're doing these days with the therapy and people calling in and...
Yeah. So Cam Soda, I've worked with them on and off. I think it was more about empowering women and not, again, being sex shamed, because webcam and stuff like that is safe from the comfort of their own home rather than some of the strip clubs and being there in person and whatnot. There was a lot of sad things going on with the strip clubs. So yeah, working with them. And then they came up with this idea, well, like, why don't you offer just couple sex therapy? Like, you're doing like relationship shows and you've been having fun with that for years, why don't we try it? And yeah, so couples really book me for sex therapy, whether it's 30 minutes or an hour.
Is it like on video cam, or is it like you're just on the phone talking to them?
No, it's like I do FaceTime them. I mean, they're paying a lot of money. I think they deserve FaceTime quality time, whatever. And some of them have some really, like, I just have to get out of my comfort zone sometimes and just give them answers because I want the answers, whether that's about their boyfriend, sex lives. But I do find it weird when, like, the male is hitting on me rather than paying attention to, like, their wives usually are on the phone with them. It kind of leads me to think, like, what married couples let themselves get away with in their relationships is really, I mean, I'm not married yet, so it makes me ponder.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you also enjoy it too. Like, it's fun, you know, not obviously it's funny, but you actually enjoy it doing it, right?
I enjoy it. I mean, if it's something I can't enjoy and have fun with, then I won't do it. So yes, I love everyone who I get to chat with. I definitely have fun with everyone. And I think sometimes fun can get a little too fun when it's with couples.
So well, why don't you team up with Dr. Drew and you guys could have like sex therapy between the two of you guys and really make some big money?
I mean, you would have to ask Dr. Drew if he's open to that. I mean, he might have an issue because of the Teen Mom reunion and special that we finished on. But I have seen him since then at like the awards and stuff. So it's always great to see him and his wife.
Well, he's in the studio next door to us most of the time. So I will stop
tell
by.
Him, hey. Be like, you know what though? I have Dr. Jen Berman. She actually weighed in on me doing sex therapy. I don't know. Maybe I would do some with some of my other doctors who I've been on TV with. It's definitely a fun time.
You mentioned marriage. Do you see marriage in your future?
I mean, this morning I talked about it. Like, I'm not dating right now. It's not, like, not my thing. But I'm always open. I don't shut the door on anything. But there's a time and a place. And I'm very specific. So the door is open, but only to specific people.
You want more kids?
I'm open to it, whether I adopt or have a real child. I'm open to it.
Okay. So you're dating now. Tell me about the last date you went on.
My date actually took me to Bali, and then we went to Dubai after. Yeah.
How do you top that date for anyone in the future?
I mean, I had some very extraordinary first dates, so I'm not just a regular dating. Like, we're either taking private jets, going someplace. I like action. I like fun. Like, I like fun relationships and dates.
Okay, what was your craziest date then?
Hold on. Before we even get to that, where do you meet a guy to take you on to Bali as a first date? Like, where do you meet these guys?
Where did I meet that one? It was a referral from a friend.
Sorry, I think you're covering the microphone.
Oh, you're like, Sarah, you're not going to tell us. You're covering your microphone.
Yeah, so who's that?
It was a referral from a friend to use this a dating app, and it has some very good quality people on there. And so I met someone off that dating app. Shockingly, talked to someone for over a month on there. Seemed to be a good person. So it's like, okay, for like the first date, then I want to go here. Do you want to check it out with me? And then he's like, yeah, I want to go too. So we booked the flights, booked the hotel. We had some really like once in a lifetime experiences on this trip. And it was super cool. Did I end up dating him? No, but it was a great first date.
Dude, the guy brings you to Bali. Did you hook up with him at least? I mean, no. If I brought you to Bali, nothing. What does the guy do? You know, what does he do that he's able to afford that kind of extravagant type of first date trip?
I mean, he owned a tobacco company. He's doing very well.
How old the guy?
I think he was 30.
Wow. That's amazing.
What am I doing with my life? What am I doing with me?
Okay, no, no. Okay, so tell me, what is the most...
Is your girlfriend behind you? Why did you look backward?
No, I looked at my twin size mattress and just looked at it. That's what I did. I looked at a twin size mattress and said, what am I doing?
You want to know something so funny? So like when I first dated, like Sophia's dad was my first guy I ever dated. Like I had is it a twin size? I mean, it's like a single, like a twin, single, whatever. And legit, like, I don't know. I'm just saying, that's all you need sometimes.
True. Hello, Sophia.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so what was the most extravagant date you've been on? I know Bali was a huge one. Is that the biggest even more? Because you're talking private jets. You're throwing out all kinds of stuff. I'm just curious what it takes to wine and dine Miss Farrah Abraham.
Yeah, you know, there was this one little fun time this past year that, like, one of my agents, he's like, yeah, I really want you to meet this person. And So he's like, let's just like be down for an adventure. So like I always am because I can be. And then I show up and I'm like, got sick cars, got security, got private jets, got to go to once in a lifetime event. Like, and that was an amazing person. But that guy screwed up because he still had a girl living at his house. And I found out within 10 minutes of knowing him. So it was just like, thanks for the date. Bye. So.
Have you ever, like, you always hear about these women with like these Dubai princes. Have you ever dealt with any of these Dubai guys?
Yes. Well, I was just in Dubai. I was at like a royal presidential celebration there. They just opened up Emerald Kempinski, like Eva Longoria. Some others have been seen there. Yeah. I mean, I party with princes. I party with all these guys when I go out there. I mean, I stay on the Palm. Like, I pretty much have a very good lifestyle when I go to Dubai. I will not hide from Dubai.
Are you like super famous in Dubai? I'm just curious.
I don't know if I'm super famous there, but everyone knows who I am, so.
So you're super famous in Dubai.
It's a good problem to have.
No kidding.
What's it like in Dubai? Like
regular. Like America, I feel so regular. When I go to Dubai, it's like, it's magical. It's seriously, it's magical.
But what is it like? These Dubai princes, they know who American celebrities are. They invite you out. They say, we'd love to have Farrah be a guest at our palace. Not even managed. Yeah. How does that all go down?
And it was pretty epic. Like, they had the cake the same size. Like, they had a cake arched to, like, look just like the hotel. They had fireworks for no reason. They had a live orchestra for no reason. Like, we're on the ocean. It was so, like, crazy. I don't know. I was actually taken back, and I was like, oh, my God, I definitely underdressed. Like, I showed up running late for my usual, and coming from a photo shoot, I was, like, wearing a pantsuit. Like, you couldn't even, like, I was not looking attractive or anything, like, yeah. You know, feminine. And all the other girls are, like, wearing dresses and, like, low cut. But, yeah, I don't know. Everything was great. Everything worked out great.
Do you feel like you could look at them and be like, hey, guys, I need a new dress so I can look a little better tonight? Can we get that to happen?
Yeah. You know what? I just rocked it, and I really had a fabulous time. So it's really cool. Just randomly, the people who I meet and the things I get to do in Dubai. I love going to Dubai.
Do these guys, and again, this is just what I've heard and what the internet, like when these princes meet women, they make them bathe before they're allowed to be with them. Have you ever heard of that? Like, or they make
I'm not hooking up with them.
No, for sure.
Bathe. Like, but I would actually make them bathe and go get an STD test because I don't want none of that.
Yeah, well, I hope you do. I hope you do that. Let me ask you this, though. Who was the biggest celebrity that ever slid in your DMs?
I feel like no one's a big celebrity anymore. Like, who's a big celebrity to you guys?
Like, who's interesting?
Someone that you opened it? You were like, wow, I didn't expect to get a message from that guy or that person.
Well, I probably can't even remember his name. But he's like a big soccer player over in
Messi.
UK. He had like 40 million followers on his Instagram, and he like just he'll actually comment a lot on a lot of my posts and just DM me and watch my stories. I have no idea what that's about. Like he has, I think, I'm sure a wife or a girlfriend, kids. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah.
Well, I'm curious. Do we know what team he plays for, at least? I mean, we got to figure this out.
I mean, I am on the phone talking to you, so it's like, oh, let me go check my Instagram. It would, like, blur everything up.
when celebrities...
We can just look it up later. I'm sure he's, like, the only guy on the team with that many followers. He's probably, like, the all-star, like, the superstar of the team.
I'm just trying to think, like, someone with 40 million. I mean, soccer stars get a lot of fame over there. Okay, I'm going to your Instagram as we're talking just to see if I can see anyone popping up.
Sure.
Well, let me ask you, so what do they say when a guy tries to get your attention? What can they do to get Farrah's attention when they slide in your DMs?
I mean, a lot of them are like, do you want to go on a trip? Do you want to go do something? Or come to my game? And I'm just like, well, do I have front row seats? And if they're like, oh my God, that's $15,000. I'm like, well, do you have it or do you not? I mean, there's been some conversations with some LA Lakers like that.
which one?
What was his name? Kuzmin or something. He's like so young though.
Yeah. He's a stud. He's a good player. What'd he say?
Well, that's it. And I was just like, okay, guess you can't get front row seats. It's so 15,000 a seat. Oh wow, then don't offer me to come to your game.
I would think that they would have the ability to get those seats, right? I mean, if you're a player on the team.
If I was playing for the Lakers, I'd have it in my contract. Like, someone needs to redo his contract so he can get more floor level seats.
But you must get like ton. Like, when you go on Instagram and someone sends you a direct message that you don't know, it goes to what's it in their right hand corner? It says like, "Hey, someone wants to send you a message," or you have. It says something like that because you don't follow them. So if you're a celebrity, if I have 40 million followers and you don't follow me, Farrah, how do you see that text message? Or do you just check all your DMs from the people you follow? Do you not?
So some of the other like celebrities on my shows, they show me like, because I didn't know that. I was like, you message me, I don't see any of your messages. Because, I mean, you can't like follow everyone. So they're like, oh, you have to go over into this section. So yeah, sometimes I have to literally go over, and then sometimes when I do, I pleasantly am surprised. I see a bunch of blue check marks and like different sports players messaging me. It's just random.
I love your life. It is so crazy. It's just so different. It's so, I mean, the fact that you won't go to a game unless you're in a front row. I love that. I love that you're so brutally honest about it because you have achieved that.
Girls kind of
have
standards.
Yeah, you've achieved that. Okay.
If a girl or a guy who you're talking to can't help you like rise to another level and like do things in a better way, then there's really no point of investing your time there.
No, yeah, good for you.
Did you ever go on a date with Kyle Kuzma from the Lakers, or did that ever happen?
No, they just kept trying to hang out outside of the game. But after I knew he was too broke to just get me a floor seat, I was just like, I'm done with this. And that's another thing. You need to work hard on not like ruining your relationship with people who you're talking to. Like, that's why I applaud the guy who took me to Bali and Dubai, is because he lasted a month of just talking to me via messaging and whatnot and didn't make himself seem like bad. Like, I don't like people who embarrass themselves. So if you embarrass yourself purposely to someone who you've never met, like, then that's, I'm always going to feel bad for you. And like, I don't want to do that.
What's your ultimate goal? What do you want to be doing one day? Like, retired, and you can say that you've got this all under your portfolio. Like, what is the ultimate goal for Farrah?
I am retired, and this is all under my portfolio.
You're not retired. You have a lot going on. That's not retirement. Retirement's sitting on the beach in Bali with your future husband that's rich and owns a tobacco company. And you can look back.
I've already done it. It's in my portfolio.
I just want to know what the ultimate goal is for someone like you.
You know, I just keep going. And even when you retire, you just keep going. Otherwise, you die. But I don't know. I just kind of don't have a total goal. Like, I might go get a law degree. I might open up a couple other businesses. I might go just, I don't know. I just feel you get to fill your time with whatever you want. But I always make very good use of my time.
You know what? You really seem happy in the past few years. You seem like you're in a really good place. You look fantastic.
Thank you.
You mentioned you did have plastic surgeries. Do you ever regret doing the plastic surgery at all, or any of the procedures you've had done?
No. Does it look crazy, Adam? Do I look wild?
Let me see. You look good. Let me see.
There's not a wrinkle on your face, so it's working. It looks good.
I regret not getting more, maybe.
Really?
I think it's good. I always say this, it's better to prevent when you're younger than when you're older and you kind of let yourself go. It's more money. It's more like you change your look more.
Sure.
I just kind of want to seem youthful and like plump and be happy. That's all that I'm trying to do. I don't want to look like I ever have bags because I do stay up late and I do work a lot. And that's really my only thing. Working out, like if you work out too much, it like just takes all the collagen out of your body. I feel like, oops.
All right.
I have other people like Skyping me. I'm like, how do they know I'm on Skype? Is it like social media on Skype now?
What was the most painful procedure that you've had done?
Oh, my nose. Can you guys see me? I don't know. So I've definitely had my nose done, and I think I actually just had I was scared. I was scared when I woke up. Because it's like on your face. I don't know. I literally felt like I could have killed myself if I wasn't breathing. I don't know. It was so intoxicating. Like, the anxiety, and I just felt intoxicated by it. It was, like, overwhelming me. I mean, I've had my boobs done a couple times just because my body kept, like, scarring and hurting itself. But otherwise, I mean, everything's pretty easy.
What about your ass? What do you do to your ass?
Oh, my God. Now, okay, Skype has turned into a social media phenomenon to people on here. my booty, I mean, I get, I'll get, like, just like I fill my face, I'll get fillers in my booty to make more collagen flow. I mean, you can do it, too. If you want a better booty, you go for it.
I need an ass. So where does one go to get a booty put in?
Yeah, I just got a back and an asshole. I need an ass.
There's a couple really good dogs for the booty. I have, oh my God, what is going on? It's like people know I'm on Skype.
They can see that you hang
up,
got.
If I hang up, I don't know what button to push because it's like a call. Now they're like calling me on Skype.
So funny.
Push ignore.
Well, just, you know, I get confused with the hold and accept and then accept.
Okay, maybe just wait for their call to go away then. I love it. It's on a screen grab of you pointing at us right now.
It's very good right now.
There you are, and you're back.
Let me ask you this though: does your ass feel like I know it's
no? Sound... They don't touch. No. They do. Hold on. They don't touch your ass.
Oh, they don't. Like, does it feel like a butt though?
They don't. No, they do not inject.
Because I, to be honest with you, from what I heard, like, you know, a lot of girls go down to Brazil to get the butt implants. And I didn't know if they, like, do a shot to inject something. I don't know exactly what happens with the butt procedure. I don't know.
I mean, do you guys have a dog?
Yeah. What does that have to do with butt implants?
Have you, like, they take your dog in? No, but you're, like, talking about their hole. And I'm like, is it, like, what's it called? The anal relief or
the
something
anal
for
glands?
The dogs?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, wait, so do they just inject and it like lifts your booty up?
Yeah, just like around the outer parts, far away from the hole.
I really need to get this done, Adam. I have zero ass, dude.
So let me ask you this though. Your current relationship with all your ex-Teen Mom cast members, what is that right now? Are you
Because I saw Caitlin talking some shit. I guess that's why I'm curious.
I mean, they all always do, and I totally, oh my God, and I have totally moved, like, this Skype situation's getting really, really crazy. I've moved on, and I don't have a relationship with any of them. I mean, you guys want to know something crazy? I was coming back from LA doing another TV show. The same producer that I let go of on the last one, who you like see me yelling at for making fake scenes and like messing with my daughter in the very last scene of that, and they played it for X on the Beach of me being on Teen Mom. She is like watching to see if I'm on the same planes as her, because she goes back and forth from Austin to LA like I do, and she works with Bristol Palin, who they have as like, you know, my like the two girls, whoever they subbed in for me, and the ratings still suck. So she flies the same thing. It's like they're really weird. It's like, we're going to put another girl in the same place as Farrah. We're going to fly in the same crew as we had with Farrah. We're going to try to hopefully get the same story that we had with Farrah. And so when she actually saw me, she was like, oh, I thought I saw that you were on the upgrade list in first class. And then she like needed to like say bye. Like she knew me when I got off. She was like being really like super fan, acting like, how are you doing? How's your boxing? How's this? I'm like, oh, and then she was asking how my daughter, my dad was. I was just like, does this lady not remember that I fired her off my production and then she used me basically to get hooked up with this whole production job and all this stuff? Like, she should be like thanking me rather than like even talking to me right now and asking me how my life is. But there's just been some really weird stuff. I mean, I run into the producers all the time doing other shows. And I've let it go. And I just am like, hey, how are you? Like, I worked with you for 10 years, so I don't have to work and be stagnant in it. They are. I moved on. But it's very like, wow. It's like, I'm so thankful I'm not stuck in Teen Mom land anymore.
How much of that show do you feel was manipulated or scripted out or just altered from, like, your reality?
it's not what I feel, it's what I see, it's what I know. I feel like it was really awful coming from a docu-reality background, and the longer I stayed there, it kept being like, you know, and I'm sure now even with like a Janelle situation, like the executives are like, well, if we get her to get a divorce, then we've won, and then she can stay on. I mean, I'm not a little kid, I'm an adult, I live my own life, I signed on, you can either watch my life and follow it, or you cannot. I don't want people being involved with my parenting, being involved with anything, when I know that they're not going to be in my life in the long run. So you can like have fun and be lighthearted like they want TV to be, but that's like they were actually affecting people's lives, which I think crosses the line. I mean, the producers basically want to get famous. The producers now want to be on the show. So it got to a whole different level and not really that creative.
Interesting.
Yeah, but were you overall... like, are any of those girls, do you kind of find, because you guys were did this together, you know, like this is a big thing for all your lives. So do you feel like you have this bond with them for the rest of your life because you guys were on the show together? Or do you feel like maybe you were sometimes the backbone of that show, the one that carried the show, the most interesting person on the show because you were the one whose career has kind of went into other shows?
I have to say my experiences were my experiences. I did them on my own. I create my own life. I create my own real reality. I don't feel like I did anything with them or anything. And I know that seems weird because I'm on the same show with people. But like, yeah, no, I don't have a connection. I don't need a connection. I've changed as a person moving forward. They wouldn't fit in my life anymore. So, you know, like when I broke off with the production, I broke up with my exes. I changed my family dynamics and no one trusted me moving forward from Teen Mom. And they all thought I was not going to do anything else in my career. And they all were very screwed up to me when I left Teen Mom. So I just trust and know myself. And I think that's all we, as human beings, that's all you need to know. People aren't going to understand your reasons and what you go through. And sometimes when they see you be successful and you're succeeding, then they're like, oh, and now I support you. That's just kind of how it goes.
Now, I
was just going to say, if you saw Adam and I out on the street, would you actually talk to us since we're not that successful?
Yes, I would.
you yes. Say hi to us? All right, I'm just wondering.
Listen, me and Sarah have a good time.
I'm on this podcast, right? Or am I not? Is this just like free time you guys wanted to get on the phone and
yeah, we don't have a podcast. Friends? What are you talking about? This is just Skype time.
We just want to hear what Dubai is all about because we've never been. So that's all.
Wanted to see if you could take us to Dubai. We didn't know if that was possible.
Yeah.
I haven't opened up my Sugar Mama program yet.
I don't think my wife would like that. So I'll leave this over to Adam.
I know you've probably gotten this question before, but I got to ask, you know, based on, you know, obviously the tape that you did, the tape, the sex tape and all that stuff, how do you plan on basically telling Sophia? She's 10 years old, you know, eventually she's going to become 18 years old. She's going to become an adult. You know, how is that going to come? How's that conversation go down? Like, are you nervous about the conversation?
No, I'm not nervous. And I have lately talked about that because whether you guys know this or not, I don't know if you guys have kids or family members with kids in school. Like a lot of people, parents were telling my daughter and her friends at their own homes and coming to school. This was when Sophia was in public school. That's why she's not anymore. Like other parents were influencing their children, boys and girls, to bring this stuff up at class. I was actually like, whoa, first of all, what is a community I'm living in that's supposed to be so wealthy, so this, so that, you know, they think they're so much better than everyone. And then they're influencing children in that way and not letting them grow up and having that own birds and bees talking conversation then. So I kind of was like, yeah, so I mommy's an adult, mommy has relationships, mommy's single, mommy's dating, and this happens. If somebody else to talk about that to you when it's not their life, their business, and they're way too young. So I went and I talked to the school about it. And you know what? The school had my back and that ceased very quickly. And those parents of those kids got a very big talking to. There's worse things that go on than a single parent who's a celebrity and their parents want to talk about that person's sex life and act like theirs is perfect. Like, there's a lot more crazier stuff going on in these suburban communities.
Wow, that's pretty inappropriate. I can't imagine, like, my daughter coming home and me telling her about her friend's stuff. Like, that's so just wrong on so many levels. Hey, Ferris.
That's
so,
weird.
Yeah,
it's really actually
so
weird.
Hey, so is there anything else that you've got going on that you want to talk about? Because we're going to, you know, we can't have you all day because we know you're a very busy lady and you've got stuff to do. I mean, you're in a production house right now, but I was just wondering if there's anything that you wanted to promote or you had coming out that you wanted to let people know about.
I think just the biggest thing that I'm excited about is my masterclass. I have some of this stuff up, but it will come out later in March. So for all the entrepreneurs who want to, I guess, get first dates and travel to Dubai, check that out.
Nice. And obviously they can find you all over social media at Farrah Abraham. Yeah. And you've got a pretty massive following, so it'll be easy to find you. But I want to say thank you. Thank you for coming on here. Thank you for being so honest and real and personable. I love talking to, you know, well-known celebrities that are just down to earth. That's fun for us.
I really appreciate it. Have a good week, guys.
Sarah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I'll see you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, well, she's out.
That was great, dude.
That was fun, right?
That was so cool. That was so awesome. Farrah Abraham, huh? She's, dude, I've hung out with her a bunch of times. You know, like, I've hung out with her in very interesting situations. I've never hooked up with her, so people know. I've never done anything with her. I've never had a sex tape with her. I've never went to Dubai with her. I've never been to Bali with her. But I've been to Atlantic City.
You have a twin bed.
I've been to Atlantic City with her, which is, no, but she's cool. And, dude, that was a really interesting conversation. Like, I don't know, Dax, about you. I always hear these conversations about people that go to Dubai and it's like these Saudi princes just want these beautiful women there. But I don't, you know, like, I don't know what the deal is. Do you sleep with them? Do you, like, how does it go down?
I think with a lot of these people, they're so rich that they're able to afford to have a celebrity just come and hang out like they're friends. Like, it's not always about sex because you've got other people that are going there, like an Eva Longoria, who's clearly not going over there to have sex with some prince. You know what I'm saying? But they want to be able to surround themselves with celebrities, and they have the means, and they can pay people to show up to their parties and hang out with them. And to them, that makes them feel cool because that's what people want. People want to hang out with celebrities.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's just, it's another world. She has this interesting life that it's just pretty incredible. You know, like, again, we've seen many different sides of Farrah. In the past few years, I feel like we've seen a girl who, you know, just has become an entrepreneur, you know? Like, we see her as the mom, we see her as the porn star, we've seen her as the reality star, we've seen her on all these VH1 MTV shows, but at the end of the day, she's an entrepreneur. She knows what she's doing. And you know what? You gotta respect that, you know? At the end of the day, you gotta respect that. She's able to put food on the table, but she's also able to enjoy life, and she's in a good place, and she looks great.
You know what's interesting is three of the biggest entrepreneurs out there being Kim, Farrah, and Paris, they all come from a very similar background, and they've all are just kind of out there killing it.
Are you recommending me, Dax, to do a sex tape? Is that what you're
thinking? I think you need to get the butt injections and go make yourself a porn.
Listen, let's start slow, and I'll start webcamming first, and we'll go from there, okay, my friend? We'll start very, very slow, okay?
Oh, well, good chat. Thanks for hooking that one up. It was fun talking to her. I think people are going to find it very interesting, man.
Good. And listen, if you like this episode, we got some really, really cool guests coming up in the future. Dax, as always, it's great to be with me.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, download the podcast. It is, we're trying to get it out weekly, at least Thursday or Friday. I feel bad that we don't have like an exact day for people. But it's normally like Thursday or Friday, right?
Yeah. And listen, if you want to see some of the latest, some of the coolest photos going on in Hollywood, check out HollywoodPipeline.com. Dax, what do we got on the site right now?
Dude, it's so much. With Meghan Markle being in town for like her baby shower, I've got tons of stuff. Her best friend being like pushed out of the way by the royal security was a pretty good video that I put up recently. I mean, the site looks legit, dude. We redesigned the whole thing. It looks so badass. I'm so proud of it. And it's just full of like content. Just you go there and there's videos in your face, there's photos, and it's all live time basically.
Well, listen, you know, again, you could see more of those photos, stories, and whatnot at HollywoodPipeline.com. If you find out what I'm up to, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram at Adam Glynn Dax. You could find him at Dax Holt. Dax, it's been a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you, buddy. Have a good one.